recorded. If you do, you don't have to write yourself down. I live at 185 Robbins Lane in Bountiful. My number is Lincoln 27229.
Lincoln 7?
Lincoln 27229.
Uh-huh.
I'm the retired executive vice president of Morris Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I knew your president well enough to call him London. He called me Joe. He was a tremendous help to me during the time that we couldn't get sacks or our wheat to a farmer we had in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to retire on account of the fact that I have two partially paralyzed feet.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes my getting around mostly in a wheelchair.
Yes, sir.
But apparently I'm not impaired in place from the hips up.
No. That's fine.
I've been reading about this Peace Corps and Business Week and different things, and I wondered whether or not I couldn't be of some help someplace down in the center of South America. I speak Spanish.
Yes, sir.
I read Spanish. I write Spanish. I have a great deal of sympathy for the left people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there are any jobs down there that don't require walking, it wouldn't make any difference to me what they pay. As a matter of fact, I'd be wrong to do it for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mitchell, may I interrupt to the point of asking you if you have written the President or the Peace Corps about this?
I haven't written anybody.
Uh-huh.
London used to be a kind of a casual friend of mine.
Yes.
And
may I suggest, sir, that you write? It would be better than us talking about it on the telephone, because then we'd, you see, the Peace Corps employment and assignment and that kind of thing is not handled here in the White House, but is handled at the Peace Corps headquarters.
Well, I talked to them about that. This part of it, a little bit. Would you arrange a note tomorrow to London? Make a note of that to the call. I've been in Who's Who since about 1940.
Yes, sir.
I won the best known great building in the United States.
Yes.
I'm willing to work for nothing.
Yes, sir. Well, I think that if you would write this to the president, that then I could bring it to his attention and we could put it in the hands of